Reformed Church.
I do. I thank the Lord for the things that He's done in each and every single member of my family, you know, because it is good to live in a household, right, where you can hear the Word of God, right, where you can hear, you can be surrounded by people that agree with you, right, surrounded by people that, if you're the one that's needing encouragement that day, where they speak life to you, if they're the ones that need encouragement, right, you can speak life to them. Right. But I can't, I tell you, there is, that just occurred to me, you know, what I had prayed earlier, while Miss Lindsay and I were in worship, that, you know, the devil was an angel, right? I mean, he still is an angel. He's just a fallen one, right? But an angel in the Bible is a messenger, right? Angels, they have something to say, right? A fallen angel obviously turns from the word of God to somebody else's word, right? But when you know that, you know, and you know that the devil himself is a lying messenger, right, and that he has messengers, right, that work with him that are liars as well, and they've infiltrated the whole of this world with so many lies and deceptive things, and I tell you, to have someone, to live with someone, right, that is constantly speaking lies and speaking everything contrary to you, I tell you, you have to have a really, you have to be told by the Lord, right, to stay in a friendship, to stay with people, to stay even in a marriage, right, to be around people that are constantly speaking contrary and lies to you, people that don't know the Lord at all. Like, what reason would there be for us to put ourselves continually in a place like that, right? Like, the reason why the Lord told Abraham to leave was for that very reason. There was no other reason, right, except that the Lord wanted to speak to him, right? How can the Lord speak to you when you're surrounded by messengers of this world, right? How can the Lord get something to you when you're constantly being badgered by the things in this world, right? So the Lord tells you, he tells you and he encourages you, come out and come to me so that I can speak to you, so that I can teach you, right? And people have all sorts of reasons why they stay put, right? But I tell you, it is only really for our correction and for our admonishment, right? That the Lord wants us to come aside with him, right? To just come aside with him. You cannot live day in and day out. You know, I mean, people say it all the time. Oh, you shouldn't watch things on TV that are contrary to him, or listen to things that are contrary. How about living with people, constantly surrounded by people that don't believe what you believe, right? Like, why would we do that, right? You should come aside and be around believers. And, you know, I get it. There are people that do things for all sorts of reasons. A thing that just keeps coming to mind over and over again is just loneliness, right? People don't like to be alone, right? So sometimes they're just willing to be with who is willing to be with them just for the sake of not being lonely. But just look at that for a second. My God, to know that you have God living and residing on the inside of you, a promise from God that he said he would never leave you and never forsake you a day in your life, never would ever speak a word that is to hurt you, but only ever to lift you up. Like really, if you really, really think about it, do you really need to learn to get along with people that are contrary to you? Or do you really just need to learn the Lord and be able to understand what fellowship with Jesus Christ is, right? And you know what? He'll bring people. He'll add them to you. Right? And you won't have to make the mistakes that so many people do. They get out of one bad relationship and they get into another. They get out of that bad relationship and they get into another. People are horrible at picking people, right? We don't pick people the good or the right way. We just really don't. We pick people based on appearance, right? That's all. That's all that people know how to do, is they can't see. You ever wonder that's such an odd thing, right? I've had weird thoughts like that in the past. Like, you cannot know what somebody else is thinking. Like everything that you can do naturally speaking is just outward. You can judge everything by the outward appearance. You cannot judge anything by the heart, right? But the Lord does that, right? The Lord is the one that judges by the heart. Let him add people to you like that. And don't be afraid, and I'll stop here with this, right? But don't be afraid to be by yourself, right? You are not alone, right? The Lord is with you. Let him be the one to lift you up, right? The Lord will lift you up so high, right? You'll forget what loneliness ever even meant, right? There's so much in this world, you know, and obviously it's not true, right? But there is so much in this world of people that want to be lifted up. And that happens to everyone regardless of race, right? But there's always oppression going on in the world, people that want to be lifted up. And I was just thinking this morning, you know, the Lord heard the cry of the people of Israel when they were being oppressed, right? But the thing is, the Lord heard your cry when you were being oppressed, right? The Lord heard, I mean, oppression is just being held down. Just held down, right? Right? That's what sin was doing to us. It was holding us down, right? The Bible says that sin reigned from Adam, from the time Adam sinned, sin has reigned, right? Even though the people had not even sinned, even before the law was, it says that sin reigned even though people didn't even sin according to the sin of Adam. They were under sin, and it wasn't even their fault, right? They were under sin, and it wasn't even their fault. It was Adam's fault, right? It was his sin. The Lord told him not to do something, and he did it, right? He was the one that transgressed, right? Not us, right? But yet you were held down. The Lord knew the oppression that sin would bring. All of the oppression that the people suffer in this world. And, you know, I was just thinking about blame a few minutes ago, right? Sometimes we feel better when we can blame our circumstance on somebody else. We're still feeling bad, right? But we feel a little relief when you can blame something on somebody else. So you can be mad at someone else, right? But you know what? The Lord gave you the ability to be able to forgive because you're able to understand how he forgave us all, right? How he forgave us all. So even the thing, you know, where we harbor unforgiveness in our heart, right, and are unwilling to forgive someone, a lot of times people do that even just because they need some relief from their suffering. And if I can unload some of the burden of my condemnation onto somebody else, I can at least feel a little bit better. But I'll tell you what, that's a poor man's way of getting rid of condemnation, right? That is a poor man's way of getting rid of condemnation. Jesus came and took our condemnation so that you don't have to alleviate a little bit of your condemnation so that you can get rid of it all and you can become the righteousness of God in him, right? Away with all condemnation, and then you don't have to bear the weight of condemnation on yourself, and you never have to put that on anybody else. That's why then forgiving somebody else, right? Forgiving somebody else is an easy thing. You know, there was this thing rolling around in my brain. I'm not going to major on it, but I wanted to just make sure that as a church that we were clear, and I don't know why this kept coming up and it just came up again, so I'll share it with you briefly, right? That there is coming a day where I will know, personally, just speaking of myself, I will know Jesus Christ completely. And the day that I know him fully is the day that every single thing that I do will be perfect, right? But the one thing that I wanted you to understand is that not everything that I will ever, me as a person, will ever do or say to you, right, will be always perfect from this pulpit or even one-on-one, right? Will never be perfect until I know him perfectly, right? But I will tell you this, though, and this is something that I just wanted, if you knew it, I want to remind you about it, and if you didn't know it, I want to make sure that you know, right, that there is no hidden agendas in this church, right? There are no hidden agendas, right? This is not about making money, because I don't even take a salary from this church, right? So this is not about making a name for ourselves, because the name that we want to be known is the name of Jesus Christ, right? So I just want to make sure that you all know that if we ever do or say anything to you, myself or any of the leaders of the church, right, or any of the teachers in this church, it is only ever to help you. If you take it wrong, if you don't like the way it was said, because what I don't want to ever do is to have the people that we love, that we care for, right, that we pray that the Lord would use us to minister to you, to hold some kind of a grudge or some kind of a thing, right? Against someone that's trying to help you, right? Listen, if you want to know if every single thing that I'm going to tell you is going to, if I'm ever going to disappoint you, I'm going to tell you right now just so that you can just, we can cut to the chase. I will, guaranteed, disappoint you or say something that you don't like at some point or another. But what I'm not asking you to look at imperfections. I'm just asking you to look at the word, at the gospel that's being preached, right? That's all. You don't stay in a church because you get greeted and you feel warm, cuddly things when you walk in the door. You stay in a church because you're hearing the gospel, right? If you know, we are all perfect inside, and we acknowledge that perfection, right? But it is not hypocritical of us, right? If I say something to you that is wrong, right? I mean, you could ask my wife, you can ask my kids if you want, right? Not everything that I say is perfect, right? But they know the love that I have for them. They know the work that God is doing on the inside of me, and the work that he's doing on the inside of all our leaders, and the work that he's doing on the inside of you, right? So what I just want to tell you, it's really for your help, right? You could actually be harboring something and I not know about it, right? It's not hurting me or doing anything against me, right? And nothing that you would ever really say or ever do could ever actually hurt, right, a righteous individual, right? Because I judge who I am by what the Lord has said about me, not by what anyone in this world ever says about me. But I just want to tell you that we have a long way to go as a church. We have lots of things to do, and we have to get over our offenses if we want to move forward, right? There is not a single one of you that's here today that should not continue into all of the things that we're doing, right? But people fall away because of the stupidest things in the world. People fall away from a church because of just ridiculous stuff. None of you should fall away that way, right? People start just inching, and people don't normally do it right away. They just start falling away just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And it's not going to be because the gospel that was preached here was too good. It's always going to be because of some stupid thing that happened or was said, right? So I just want to let you know ahead of time, if you are here, right, not everything that you hear from here is going to be 100% perfect. Right? And not everything that a leader ever says to you is going to be, listen, everything that is, something could be said to you that could be 100% correct, and you misinterpret what is said, right? You know, we do have that ability, right? As individuals, we have the ability to misinterpret what someone says, right? You can read an email and take it the wrong way, and then come to somebody and, oh, because I'm really mad at you, and like, it's like, I didn't even mean it that way. Like, why did you ever even take it that way, right? So it's just, I just want to tell you, unforgiveness, it's just a horrible thing to hold on to. To just have something, a thought rolling around in your mind, yeah, because you remember how 2 years ago they did or said this to you, and you're killing yourself, right? You're hurting only yourself because you're not allowing the life of God to blossom from the inside of you because you're holding on to some stupid thing, right? Listen, if this was any other organization, I would tell you if somebody offends you, leave, right? If you're just there to play bingo, right? You come in to play bingo and you know what? These people, I don't like them anymore. They don't treat me right. They said something to me that I didn't like, and you know what? You don't want to play bingo there anymore? Then don't play bingo. You're not going to die because you don't play bingo. Just don't play bingo anymore. But when you're hearing the word of life, right? Hold to it. Hold to it. Don't be silly and feel offended and keep stepping out of the way. And if you think that no one is noticing what you're doing, it is noticeable, right? You think that no one notices because you put a fake smile on your face, but I'm telling you, it's noticeable, right? Don't step sideways. Just if you have something that you need to say, something that you need to just to understand, hey, is this what you meant? Just ask. Ask the question, is this what you meant, right? Something that the Lord wanted to say, right? It could be, again, 100% perfect, but you could have misunderstood the message, the point that was being made. Ask the question, that's all. It's amazing how many things can be resolved if you don't harbor things in your mind and just ask a question, right? Just for what that's worth, I just so that you know, there's not... there wasn't a specific thing, but I tell you what, it keeps ringing in my head, and I figured, you know what, I would share that with you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.